This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I hope that today is a really good day for you. Everything will go okay. Sometimes I think we feel that we've made so many mistakes in our lives that it's too late for us to fix them. Have you ever felt like that? Maybe you've looked back on your life and you think, why did I do that? I really goofed. I really did the wrong thing. Is it too late? And when we perhaps pray or think about it, we just feel we can't ask forgiveness of God, and there could well be those in our family that we've hurt or embarrassed, or our friends. There could have been friendships that have been severed, and we feel we just can't go back and mend the past. So have you been like that? Have you spent time regretting the many opportunities to ask forgiveness, and you've missed out on those opportunities? It's quite a sad thing, isn't it? Have relationships broken even when you could have mended a hurt? And has selfishness eaten up many happy times that you could have enjoyed with someone else? You've been thinking about yourself instead of them. Well, I'd like to just share that God can give us some release from these thoughts. There's a wonderful verse in Isaiah 35. Let me read it to you. It says, "The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. It will rejoice and shout for joy." So if God can make the desert and the parched land into blossoms, he can certainly do the same for our mistakes. In other words, it's not the end of the world. In fact, I have a theory that we're all entitled to at least one mistake, perhaps more than that. But when God restores wasted time, he does it in a way that's quite amazing and for his glory. There are, I think, three choices that we can make to let God restore the past in your life. First of all, tell the Lord all that's wrong and ask for his forgiveness and help. There's nothing too hard for God. The Bible tells us that. And that assistance from God will really help in ways that we probably never thought of. It's being aware of the divine. Now, what about being obedient to God? Now, this may mean, for example, that there are things that we have to do. We might have to go and apologize to somebody or take responsibility for what we've done. And I believe that if we listen to God, the Holy Spirit then will tell us what we need to do. The third thing is never give up. Spend time with God reading his word and praying to him. Now, it could well be, as you look back and think, oh no, I've wasted my money. Well, again, talk to God about that. Ask him how that actually can be corrected. What can you do? Sometimes we only need that bit of common sense to solve some of these problems. And I think that God will often show you someone that will come alongside and help you along the way, even in the most practical areas. When we who are parents think back on our lives, we might think, I have not really been a very good parent. I've neglected my children. Well, it's never too late. Perhaps your kids are grown up with children of their own, but it's not too late. I heard about one father who'd really never paid much attention to his children, but as a grandfather, he decided that he would make amends and spend a lot of time with the grandchildren. He took his daughter and son out for lunch. He became interested in their lives, and he discovered a whole new world. Now, we may not be healthy. We might need to watch the things that we eat. We can learn that, there are good things that we can do. And we may have other things that have plagued us for years. A young man had tried everything to quit smoking. I heard about this. And so he felt led to join a group of men in his church, and they met together for encouragement. And they decided that they would pray and ring him and say, how's it all going? Are you okay today? We are thinking about you. And that particular man has been living smoke-free now for many weeks. You see, it's like that. God shows the way. So you might think you've got nothing much to give God. Well, the Bible says you've got one gift, one talent, and don't withhold it from God because God can use it. Moses, for example, was in his 80s when God used him for a special task of leading the people out of Israel, out of bondage, rather, in Egypt, and he spent 40 years in the desert. So what I'm saying is there is always a chance. There's another chance, and God will help you. Heavenly Father, thank you for these truths. It's wonderful, Lord, to know that you are the God of the second, third, fourth, fifth chance. Help us, Lord, to acknowledge that. Amen.